So today I want to talk about an interesting question that comes up in Hilchas Kibra Ve'im. And the question is, if a person is davening in shul, and his father walks into the room as he is davening, he's in the middle of, let's say, Kriya Shema, is he supposed to stand up during Kriya Shema in order to show respect to his father? Or perhaps it's disrespectful to God if you go ahead and stand up for your father, who is a mortal being, instead of continuing to show your respects to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the question. If you are in the middle of davening, are you supposed to get up and demonstrate honor for your parent or not? And a similar question can be asked when it comes to a Rav or Rosh Yeshiva that walks into shul while you are in the middle of davening Kriya Shema. You're middle of davening, you're middle of Shema, and the Rav walks into the room. He perhaps was a little bit late for davening. Are you obligated to stand up to show him respect? So in Simen Reish Mem Dalet in Yerideya, in the halachas that pertain to the respect that a person is supposed to display for his Rebbe, the Chida, in his commentary, Birkei Yosef, brings down a fascinating machlekes, whether or not a person is supposed to stand up for his Rebbe if the Rebbe walks into shul while he is in the middle of davening Kriya Shema. The Birkei Yosef quotes an opinion who holds that you are not supposed to stand when your Rebbe walks into your room because ein chalkin kavod l'talmid b'makom rav. You are in the middle of showing respect to the Creator, and it's disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop in the middle of praising Him and showing your honor to Him to go ahead and be mechabed your Rebbe, to show respect to your Rebbe by standing up for your Rebbe. And therefore, he says, if you are in the middle of davening, it's usur for you to stand up for your Rebbe, and ostensibly the same would apply when it comes to your father. Now, this opinion brought down in the Birkei Yosef actually holds that even before Kriya Shema, at any point during davening, you are not supposed to interrupt your davening to stand up and show honor to someone else who is a mortal being who walks into the room. So even if it's before the onset of Kriya Shema, you don't stand up during davening. And he brings several cogent arguments to support his position. Among them, he says, if you take a look at the famous Chazal brought down in Rashi, in Sefer Bereishis, when Yosef finally meets up with his father, with Yaakov, after all those years in his absence, he was, says Rashi, Yaakov was in the middle of davening Kriya Shema, and therefore did not show respect, did not stand up in order to honor his son, who was now the viceroy of Egypt. Now, why wouldn't Yaakov get up and show respect to his son in spite of the fact that he was in the middle of davening? It must be that you don't get up for a human being if you're in the middle of reciting Kriya Shema and being Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, because it's disrespectful to God. And says this opinion brought down by Yosef, and don't tell me that that was exclusive to the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, but during the rest of Kriya Shema he would have been able to in fact stand up, because Chazal don't distinguish. And Chazal don't say that he was specifically allowed to neglect standing up because he was in the middle of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Chazal don't make any distinction, and it implies that no matter what, since he was davening Kriya Shema, even though he wasn't necessarily during the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, he was still exempt from standing up for the viceroy of Egypt. And not only was he exempt, but it was actually forbidden for him to stand up because it would be disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch. And this opinion cited in the Birkei Yosef continues. And he says that there is as well a rule that the Gemara in Sukkah tells us about called Oisek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. If a person is in the middle of performing one mitzvah, he is absolved. And not only is he absolved, but according to the Ritva, it's actually prohibited for him to interrupt that first mitzvah and start engaging in a second mitzvah. Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, because it's disrespectful to the first mitzvah. You don't just stop doing the first mitzvah. It's a machlekes whether it's forbidden for you to go and get involved in the second mitzvah, or it's just that you're exempt but you're allowed to. But the point is that you certainly are exempt from performing the second mitzvah if you are in the middle of being involved in the first mitzvah. And therefore, if a person is in the middle of davening Kriya Shema, which is a bona fide biblical obligation, he is exempt from the second mitzvah that he encounters, which is the mitzvah to stand up and honor his Rebbe, or ostensibly honor his father. And this opinion continues, and he says that even if you were to argue that perhaps, according to some opinions, there might be an obligation to stand up for your Rebbe even during davening, but it certainly is a suffix, it's not clear, and when a person is in a state of suffix, when it's an uncertain halachic situation, we say, Shev al tasi adif. Better just stay put. Better be passive. If you don't know what to do, you might as well not do anything. And therefore, since it's a question whether or not you're supposed to stand for your Rebbe, if he walks in while you are davening, you should just be passive and refrain from standing up, and you should not interrupt your Kriya Shema. Now, again, this opinion holds that it's not specifically Kriya Shema that we are discussing. At any point during davening that your Rebbe walks in, you're not supposed to stand up because you are in the middle of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are in the middle of having a communion with with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's disrespectful to go up and interrupt that recitation in order to show respect to either your Rebbe or your father. In addition, he says, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Taf Kuf Chof Zayin, says that Avraham Avinu was in the middle of communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he interrupted that communication in order to show respect to the Orchim, to the guests that came to visit. So you are going to bring a raya from there that in fact it is mutter to stop your communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to fulfill a mitzvah that you encounter. Says this opinion brought down on the Bekir Yosef, that's not a raya, because having a communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a bona fide mitzvah. When Avram was communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was something that was very prestigious, but it wasn't a bona fide obligation. And therefore, we don't employ the rule of Isik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. And therefore, perhaps specifically in such a case, do we say that he was allowed to interrupt that communion to go ahead and show respect to his guests. But if a person was in the middle of Kriya Shema, which is a bona fide obligation, you certainly, according to this opinion, are not mechuyev to stand up for your Rebbe or for your father. V'chida in his Birkei Yosef brings this opinion down, and he vehemently disagrees, and says the Birkei Yosef, absolutely not. You are, in fact, mechuyev to stand up. You are obligated to stand up for your Rebbe, and you would be as well obligated to stand up for your father. And he says that you can't argue that it's disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you stand up for a human being while being mekayim his mitzvah. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself commands a person to show respect to his Rebbe or his father, then we say, Zehu Kvoidai. It's not disrespectful to God to interrupt the recitation of Kriya Shema or any other prayer to stand up for your Rebbe. That is gufa. That itself is a way of honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show respect to those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show respect to. And therefore, says the Birkei Yosef, there is an obligation to stand up for your Rebbe, even though you are in the middle of davening. As long as it's not the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, you in fact are supposed to stand up during davening if your Rebbe walks in. And he says that you can't tell me that Oisik b'mitzvah potter min a-mitzvah, when you're involved in one mitzvah, you're not supposed to interrupt to engage yourself in a second mitzvah, because that only applies if the two things are mutually exclusive. According to most opinions, says the Birkei Yosef, if it's efshir l'kayim shneim, if by you engaging in the second mitzvah, it's not going to be a contradiction between the performance of the first mitzvah and the second mitzvah, there is no conflict. You could fulfill both of them, and it's not mutually exclusive. Then, in fact, we don't employ the rule by second mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, and you are supposed to perform the second mitzvah. And therefore, if you stand up while you are davening, when your Rebbe walks in, you can fulfill that mitzvah and still enable the continued fulfillment of the first mitzvah. And therefore, says the Birkei Yosef, a person should, in fact, stand up while he is davening Kriya Shema, And certainly while he is praying any other part of the tefillah. In addition, he argues, even though when Avraham Avinu was communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't a bona fide mitzvah, nevertheless, you still see the concept that it's not disrespectful to God to stop communicating with Him to go and perform a mitzvah by showing respect to someone else. And just as Avraham stopped his conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go greet the guests, and it wasn't considered disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too, if a person is in the middle of davening, and his Rebbe walks in, or his father walks in, it's not disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to interrupt and to stand up. Therefore, a person should in fact stand up. And he says that perhaps the story with Yaakov and Yosef, where Yaakov continued to daven and didn't show respect to his son, who was a viceroy of Egypt, over there, perhaps it was different because it was during the first pasuk that he was reciting. He was reciting the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. In that case, in fact, a person shouldn't interrupt that recitation to go stand up for his Rebbe. But in any other part of davening, he would, in fact, be obligated to stand up. And therefore, according to the Birkei Yosef, the person is supposed to stand up. Many Paiskim, Halach Lamaisa, make a distinction between Kriyat Shema and other parts of davening. And they say that perhaps during the actual recitation of Kriyat Shema, a person should be machmir and shouldn't stand up for his Rebbe or his father. But when it comes to other parts of davening, perhaps a person should stand up. Again, this is the subject of a tremendous Machlekes HaPaiskim.